Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn. Hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
I've had 15 years of just absolute terrible health. Like, I was waiting to die every single day. I was barely holding on just for the thought of my kids. Everything we've been taught, this is wrong, it's gonna kill you, it's gonna cause everything to get worse. After 2 weeks of deep dives, it's excited, anxious, because it's like the whole world has opened to me. Biggest victory I had seen so far was I had the energy to actually be a mom. There is hope. There is hope. It may seem bleak at times, but there is a way. You can reprogram your brain. You can retrain your body, and you can get better. Carnivore has saved my life, and I couldn't be happier and more grateful.
Hello and welcome. Carrie here from Healing Humanity, the Power of a Proper Human Diet. And today I am thankful, grateful, and blessed to have Erin on the channel. Erin, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here. It's been an amazing journey so far. So I can't wait to share and hopefully help others.
Absolutely. Well, it's an honor to have you on here. I appreciate that you're being brave and sharing your story, because I think that's what will inspire other people, and that is what will help other people, give other people hope and inspiration. So maybe, Erin, if we could start out, could you tell me what led you to a carnivore diet? What sort of health issues did you have that ultimately led you to the carnivore diet?
So I've had 15 years of just absolute terrible health. Like, I was waiting to die every single day. And it all started back at age 21. I got off active duty and I was just plagued with illness and sickness and pills beyond compare. I had two boxes, like big storage boxes that you use for the cubbies, full of prescription bottles. And by the time I got out of the military, I just had so much arthritis, severe anxiety disorder, severe depression. I suffered from migraines, and I was vomiting every single day for 15 years, vomiting. And doctors couldn't figure it out. It was just, try this med, maybe it's this, try this, and nothing ever worked. So eventually things got worse. I was doing my best with all the pills and following all the everything the doctors told me. And my weight was going up, everything. I couldn't function. So I started getting to a little bit of a functioning point, and then I got into a car accident. The car accident, I got severe nerve damage in my cervical spine on C3 through 7. So it completely just destroyed all my mobility. I ended up getting neuropathy in my hands and arms. I got my hands stuck in car doors. I mean, having to go to the ER afterwards because my hand was stuck in the door and my fingers were split open. And I had no feeling. I didn't even know my hand was stuck in the door until I turned to try to walk away. And the constant pain and the arthritis was just every day. My poor family was just, I was here for as comfort conversation, but I couldn't be a mom. I couldn't be a wife. I couldn't do anything. And luckily I had a family, my family support and my kids and my husband always did what they needed to do, and they made it work, and we tried to figure things out the best I can. So about 2 years ago, I then had a stroke, mini stroke, at 32 years old. I was alone with my kids. My husband was out of town with his father, and it's the middle of the night, and I mean, my heart started to race. My whole left arm went numb. I thought it might have been a migraine at first because my migraine issues have been so severe for so many years that I would lose vision in my left eye or my face would swell. So it started by losing the vision. I'm like, okay, it's just an episode, no big deal. Next thing I know, my left arm goes numb. I can't talk. And thank goodness I had a friend I was able to text with my right hand and just say, help. And she came over and she was able to help me handle things until I was able to get okay, because I didn't want to wake my kids up in the middle of the night and be like, oh, mommy's getting carted away in an ambulance kind of a thing. And so that kind of led up. I still kept trying to all the yo-yo diets, going to paleo, going to the low carb, trying the keto, nothing was working. Finally, I was just so, I had no hope left. I was barely holding on just for the thought of my kids. Once it was about beginning of July, I was continuing more testing because of my vomiting issues, and I've had my gallbladder removed because they thought it was my gallbladder at first. Then I had a doctor say that it might be fatty liver disease. Oh, you're on the verge of fatty liver disease because your enzymes are high. So they thought it was that. From there, it turned into, oh, it might be pancreatitis. So then I started trying to, how do I handle so I don't get pancreatitis? And on the beginning of July, I got news that just, I felt was devastating because I had no hope left. And they were saying, well, it might be celiac disease, but we're not sure. And I'm like, well, okay, let's go through the testing. I did all that. The first test came back saying it was negative for celiac disease. And then I had a dental procedure done because they had to do major oral surgery. And they said that I had a giant celiac cyst in my mouth that affected several of my teeth. And so it's like, okay, is it celiac disease or not? But the doctors couldn't make up their mind. And then I did more testing and they're like, oh, well, you have two mutations of that MHFTR. I'm sorry, I always mess that one up. That I have two mutations of that and that I have insulin resistance. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I felt like my entire world was just crashing and getting so much worse. And my husband had a very close friend of ours bring up the carnivore diet. And he was like, what do you have to lose? Like, why not try this? I had a not the typical, well, the normal average American response of being, no, you know, it's not on the food pyramid. Everything we've been taught, this is wrong. It's going to kill you. It's going to cause everything to get worse. Why would I do such a thing? I went off the handle. And it took about 2 days of talking about it. We jumped into 2 weeks of research. And Dr. Chafee really, really resonated with me, especially when he starts talking about, you know, Native Americans or the all different cultures that haven't been exposed to all of the grains and corn as long as some other cultures. So then I started doing more research on Chafee, and then I found Dr. Barry, and then I found you, and it just all resonated. And I'm like, okay, after 2 weeks of deep dives, thousands upon thousands of anecdotal research or information of just people solving things that have never been able to be solved, I was like, okay, let's take the dive. So July 8th, we took the dive, and took about 6 weeks, and things started to change, and it wasn't as fast as some other people, because, you know, some people have those. My husband had instant changes. Within 3 days, he had stopped snoring. My kids started showing massive benefits because we did it together as a family. And my son had such terrible acne. I mean, he would touch his face and the skin would just break open and pus. It was so terrible. And the benefits for all of us have just been absolutely amazing.
Wow. That's incredible. So much of what you're saying just really resonates with me. The gallbladder, the mini stroke, just being hopeless and talking to your doctors and it's a fluke. We don't know what it is. Like they can never kind of figure it out, and they just want to throw more and more medication at you. What sort of things did you start to notice? I know you said it took a little while longer. What sort of changes started to happen for you?
So the first thing my husband did notice is he was like, you're not snoring. That took about 2 weeks. It took a little bit, like I'm still having some of my GI issues, which is to be expected. I know I have a lot of healing to do, but about 4 weeks in, I actually stopped throwing up every day. And it went from throwing up every day to once a week. And as of last week on Thursday, I am 7 weeks without throwing up a single time. And wow. It's amazing. I never thought I could have that freedom. And actually eating food that's nourishing me now, I'm not getting sick every time I even think of food. I came from such a calorie restriction where I actually had to track for a while. I'm still kind of tracking because I'm finally getting into a healthy range of how much I'm eating.
Quick interruption. Thank you so much for watching. If you're interested in learning more about our documentary, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet, or supporting it, please visit donate.healinghumanity.movie. Our goal is to reach millions of people that are hopeless right now, and sharing the examples of real people over the course of 1 year that are undertaking a proper human diet to overcome obesity, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, fertility issues. We couldn't do it without you. We thank you so much. We are also selling these shirts, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. Every penny we get from those goes towards the documentary. And last, we have memberships. If you click the little join button, it's best to do it on desktop. Under any one of my YouTube videos, you can join and become a member. We have hundreds of members right now. We do members only videos. We do members only behind the scenes. You can email me as a member and I'll answer you. And every penny from that goes to support the documentary. And the last thing is we have these Redmond's portable salt shakers. These things are awesome. You can get the best salt. You can take it with you. We sell these on the website along with our water bottles and cutting boards, and every penny from all of those goes 100% towards supporting the documentary. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which is completely free. All of these links are in the description below. Thank you so much for your support. Now back to today's video.
I was eating less than 600 calories a day in the beginning. So it's taken almost the full 90 days to actually get my appetite up to a healthy appetite. I'm eating now, it's about an 80-20, but I'm getting anywhere between 2,000 calories and 2,500 calories a day. So I'm almost to the point where I don't feel I need to try to track it anymore. I think I can actually trust my gut and what my body needs. So that has been a struggle in the beginning of it. And it was about 6 weeks in when my depression started to lift. So a little longer than usual, but I knew I was in for it. So I wasn't trying to rush all the years of abuse I have done. So I made it to 6 weeks and the depression started to lighten. It was about 8 weeks, so 2 weeks later, when I started to feel the anxiety go away. I still have little spurts where I feel anxious, but it's not like dread anxious. It's excited anxious because it's like the whole world has opened to me.
Mm. That's incredible. What is like a typical meal for you? Everyone always wonders, like, what are you eating on carnivore?
So initially, the Power Bowl. You saved my life with the Power Bowl. It was the best thing I ever had. But I started having issues a little bit after that with the Power Bowl. So I had to roll back my ground meat intake and I stick to more whole meat. Like I try to go for the sirloin or the ribeye, depending on what's on sale, because budget. And being able to add a lot of butter, a lot of steak, and I go anywhere between 8 to 12 eggs a day and bacon. The uncured bacon has been a lifesaver. I did realize, though, I wasn't able to. I can eat a little bit of chicken and pork, but I have to be very careful because I get itchy when I eat the chicken and the pork. It's still good. Every once in a while, I'm willing to get a little itchy for some good chicken wings. But
so I've had similar issues with chicken and pork myself. I seem to do best on just beef, and the fattier the beef, the better. Mm-hmm. I've kind of sort of evolved to that over time. But so you mentioned your husband's doing this as well, and your kids. How did that come about?
So, like, my husband was the one that actually brought it up. It was because of his friend. And he was, like I said, he's like, what do we have to lose to try this? Like, we don't have nothing to lose. There's no harm. Let's give it a shot. And I'm like, are you sure? So we dived into the research and I just kind of started looking everywhere. And when I talked to it about what, I had a discussion with our kids. We all sat down and our kids were like, we're willing to give this a shot if it helps you get better. Mm. And it was so nice to have that support and knowing that they were willing to give up all their snacks and stuff in hopes that I would get better for them.
That's really awesome. That's a big challenge for a lot of people is they're usually the lone sole person doing carnivore in a household with a bunch of junk food around and people eating other things. So that's pretty cool.
It's been a very big benefit for them. Like they've lost, they were a little chubby. They weren't obese, but they were a little bit on the heavier side. They did trim down and lose a lot of weight. Their energy went. I've been tracking weekly weigh-ins. I ask them how their mood is doing, how they're feeling, if they feel any better gains, or if how they're doing. So my kids also do jiu-jitsu. When they were starting jiu-jitsu, the coach told them, because they were like, can we go 5 days a week? The coach was like, no. You know, kids think it's fun. They want to try to do it 5 days a week. And then they get burnt out and they just can't do it. After those first 2 weeks, they have been going 5 days a week, every single week. And my son actually just started adding in double classes now, too, because their energy is just phenomenal.
That's really awesome. That's so cool. They're doing jiu-jitsu too. I just recently interviewed a gentleman named Chad, who was also, he's a veteran and he's big into carnivore and jujitsu and stoicism, but he's a jujitsu, I think he's a teacher.
Combat carnivore.
Combat carnivore Chad. Yep. Yeah. He's awesome. Yeah. So you mentioned you were in the service too.
Yes. My husband and I were both in the Marine Corps.
Okay. Amazing. Do you feel like if you were doing that right now, could you eat even close to like a proper human diet with the options you'd get there?
Not with how our current military is structured. Back in the day, like World War I, World War II, they actually used to feed the soldiers predominantly meat. It was, especially if they were injured, they'd serve them a pound to a pound and a half extra meat per day. But now with how the MREs, it's all so very processed, very dense, and it would definitely be a challenge being on active duty doing this, but I believe there would be a way if the person really wanted to.
Right. When Combat Carnivore Chad and I were talking, we were kind of dreaming, daydreaming. Imagine if the entire like army, for example, was all carnivore. Like, could you imagine, just like you described with your kids and doing the jujitsu and the extra energy they have and the clarity of mind, that'd just be crazy if the whole army did that.
Oh yeah. It would take it to such a whole new level. We would be back on the level we were during World War I and World War II.
Right. Right. Yeah, absolutely. So, what did your friends and family, I know your immediate family is doing this with you, but I guess extended family, friends, people that you see regularly, did they have a hard time processing what you're doing or think that what you're doing is crazy, dangerous?
I've had a little bit of both sides. It's been a little bit difficult. I've had to actually step back from my own mother a little bit. Because when I was talking to her about it, trying to explain, because we've always been very close and very open, it was just very non-receptive. It was like talking a bit to a wall. And anytime I had good to tell her, sadly, it felt like it wasn't being received. She kind of looked at it differently. But luckily, other family members, like my husband's cousin and his uncle, they want to schedule a day for us to go over and talk, because his cousin has seen such great change in us that she's actually interested in possibly doing it herself. So then I started just sending her research so she can do her own research on it. And my husband was just telling me that, you know, instead of, you know, just constantly sharing the information and letting it be there, just show by example, let it speak through us as it works through us in time. And maybe more of them will come around. If not, it's okay.
Right. That's great advice. It's like, you kind of plant that seed and you'd be surprised. I used to, when I first started, I was so excited I wouldn't shut up about carnivore. I still don't shut up about it, but I've tamed it back a little bit with friends and family because they see me and they want to run away because that's all I talked about. But I really believe that you can inspire them with your own example. And over time, you'd be surprised when people will end up picking it up that wouldn't have otherwise. Hopefully they just don't wait until it's too late. It's like some people will be inspired to do it and some people have to wait until they hit rock bottom desperation. And unfortunately for some people, if you wait too long, you could end up dying, or you could have a heart attack, or you could have your colon removed forever, things like that. So,
and that's what makes it a little bit hard, because I'm a very, very caring, empathetic person. Like, I've always run to anyone in need. And to see all my family suffering with things that are self-inflicted.
Yeah.
It's very hard. Like, yeah. My grandmother was just in the hospital and she got all backed up. It was terrible. The doctors at this hospital, they only fed her Jell-O, and orange juice, and they put her on a sugar bag. And then the nurse freaks out. Oh my gosh, your sugar's over 200. We have to give you an insulin shot. I'm just like, she's not diabetic. She's never taken insulin. What are you doing? And then my grandma's like, it's okay. The doctors know what they're doing. And I'm like, there's no common sense. Like, of course her insulin's going to spike if you're feeding her sugar.
Right. Isn't it crazy, Aaron, like how backwards things are? You would think going to a hospital, my whole life, I'm like, these are the professionals, right? This doctor went to school for 10 years, probably paid $500,000 for this education. How could I question him? He knows. But when you get out of there and you get clear, it's like you just said, this is common sense, some of this stuff. It's so backwards, especially when you look at hospital food or what we're feeding our children, like in schools or in the services, like you said, nowadays. It's just crazy. Have you had more sort of eye-opening realizations now that you're doing carnivore? Like, whoa, this was actually really backwards or crazy, like a carnivore epiphany?
All the time. All the time. And especially with the schools, it's right in front of us, and it's so sad to see it all the time. Like, I had to start, once we started this, I started sending food to school with my kids. I've gotten in trouble with the front office for taking them lunch. And I'm like, it's just food, but it's not the garbage you're serving them.
It's actually food.
You're giving them an Uncrustable mac and cheese and a piece of fruit. That's not a meal. It's very sad.
Yeah. Do you feel, you mentioned a little bit with the depression and anxiety. What about brain fog? That seems to be something a lot of people talk about going on carnivore, having more clarity in their mind afterwards. Have you noticed anything like that?
So I've definitely noticed things have gotten a lot more clear, especially being able to learn the information from Dr. Chafee and Dr. Barry and yourself, being able to learn on that and actually retain it and be able to reverberate it to other people. I was never able to do that before. I'd always stumble. I'd forget. I was all over the place.
Yeah.
And now it's just, I can hold a conversation. I'm not completely getting lost, like, oh, butterfly. Ooh, bird. I used to do it all the time. I couldn't hold a conversation. Keeping my attention was impossible. I would hyper focus on one thing and then the whole rest of the world would disappear. And now it's like, I can actually, okay, I gotta do. Make sure this gets done today, and I need to do that, and I'm actually able to schedule my time and what I need to get done, and it's brought in a new level of freedom that I didn't realize I could do myself.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's kind of sad too on the other side, because I started realizing, I think most of humanity is kind of functioning at a much lower level than they could be. And most of humanity just doesn't even realize it. They just think it's normal to be distracted and can't, you know, have that cognitive ability or ability to focus on a task and things like that. I feel like most people probably going to end up going their whole lives never feeling what it feels like to have that clarity. It's kind of sad.
Well, we spend all these years being conditioned to be this way. Like, they want us all to be sheeps. We're just sheeps. Just move with the flock, move with the herd. Just don't worry about it. It's okay. But it's not okay. We're being led by wolves in sheep clothing and we don't realize it.
Yeah. I think, and then it becomes a new normal, like just going with the flow, going along to get along. It becomes that's just the way it is. And then when something like this comes about, a lot of people are just absolutely terrified to do anything, because it's like all the sheep are going that way and I'm going that way down the scary path all by myself, sort of thing. I don't know, though. I've found that the scarier path or not following the sheep in my life it's always scary at first, but every single time I've ever done it, it's like, that's where the greatest things are. That's where the best rewards are. Carnivores like changed my life forever. And if I would have just kept going with the sheep, I never would have found this. I think there's so many other things in life like that too, but that's really cool. What another question I had for you, Aaron, is a lot of people will say, I want to do carnivore diet like Aaron and her family are, but it's just so expensive. How can you possibly afford carnivore diet?
It's actually quite baffling because we just had a long conversation about this in my household because we sat there, we went to the grocery store, we got our meat, and the bill for our meat was less than what our normal bill was for buying for the whole month. And even more than that, it's just like, okay, I get the whole meat. It's a great price. Like we actually just had a grass-finished butcher that just opened up like 2 weeks after we started. So we've already become great friends with him. But like for the rest of the meat, if we go to the local grocery store, like for my kids, I keep a lot of like sandwich meat or like easy meat snacks for them to go to. So if they're getting their little craving or they want a snack, it's there. I spend more on the snack meat than I do our family's meat for the month. And it's not just there that the costs are reduced, because I've realized our actual home costs have gone down. Instead of having a garbage can full of trash every single week, there's maybe one or two bags in the trash can. There's so much less waste coming out of the house. There's so much added benefit. I hate to say this, but you're not using as much toilet paper. You're not going through as much hand soap because you're not constantly running to the bathroom every 20 minutes. Like the savings are everywhere.
Yeah, those are really good points. The other one too for me, well, you mentioned this earlier, but people don't realize this. I was on all of these at one time, and I had to keep going back to the pharmacy, which is a half an hour from home. So it's an hour round trip. So it's an hour I'm not working. And then each of those had a copay. And then half the time it'd be like, oh, you got to see the doctor again if you want to refill your depression medication. So I have to make another appointment. Like all of that adds up incredibly. And like for the first time in my life, I don't have any of those expenses anymore for that. That's a huge one. The waste you mentioned too is huge. People have no clue how much food they're wasting, because even before, if I was trying to do good and get a bunch of produce and salad, you would throw half of it out almost every single time. You had good intentions and, oh, this salad's like brown and slimy, toss it. Well, every time you throw that food out, you are essentially paying double for it. You're literally paying double for it. You're getting half as much of the food as your budget intended. I've noticed the same thing. Plus then we don't have the sauces and the spices and all those stupid little side dishes. I remember that before on a standard American diet, you have some side and every time it'd be like, I'm missing this ingredient. Now I got to run to the grocery store and get that ingredient. It's so much easier. You mentioned like all of the waste, or I like to picture the cart in the grocery store before that. For me, it was just a couple $100 and it's overflowing. And now in retrospect, I'm just thinking so much of that was just literal waste, like literal waste. I would eat it. It would do nothing for my body nutrition wise, because I can thrive off of a fatty ribeye. And then I would go on the toilet and it would go right down the toilet, and I had to pay a lot of money for all of that food. So it's like waste, waste, waste. But then, Aaron, I was thinking about this the other day, like the toll that must have taken on our digestive systems for years and years and decades to put all this unnecessary waste in, roughage and waste and like harsh chemicals and food dyes and inflammatory ingredients our bodies weren't intended to digest. No wonder we were so exhausted and fatigued all the time. Like I was talking to someone before, I'm like, my job is this. I would type on a computer on the standard American diet for like 8 or 9 hours. That was my day job. And I'd come home and I'd fall asleep on the couch, passed out, exhausted. Like how pathetic is that? But it's no wonder. It's because my body's, my digestive system requires a ton of energy to try to process all this garbage. And then 2 hours later, I'm hungry again. And 2 hours later, I'm hungry again. So there's so many, you know, you mentioned this, like, then your brain becomes clearer, right? Now you start working more efficiently. Like, you're doing better at your job. You're using less time. You're making wiser decisions. You're making more money. Have you noticed anything in that regard? A lot of people I talk to on Karmapore, whatever they do in life, like their thing, it seems to become more successful because they're making wiser decisions or they have more energy to work harder at it. Have you noticed anything like that?
So actually, in the beginning of Karmapore, I still was suffering mad fatigue. Like, it was, I was so fatigued every day that it was a battle just to get from my bed to go to the bathroom or to get up and give my kids a hug before they went home, went to school or came home from school. That was a full day to me, just laying in bed, doing nothing, just struggling every second. So finally, I started to be able to get up, and I've been able to start doing more stuff around the house and actually helping my husband do the things that a mom should be doing in the house, helping being there for my kids more. And it was actually the beginning of September, I was actually able to get my driver's license back for the first time in 9 years, my doctor gave me permission to drive again. And that was just the biggest victory I had seen so far. Was I had the energy to actually be a mom. I had the energy to do what I needed to do and not have to just rely on everyone else to do everything for me.
That's great. Actually, one question I wanted to ask you was, a lot of people will say, this is great, Aaron, you're having good success on Karmapore, but this is just a fad diet. This isn't something that's sustainable long-term. Do you have any thoughts on that?
My thoughts towards that go straight to Dr. Chafee, because he has, I love how he's looked so far back, and he explains that, you know, these native cultures and like ancient Mexicans, they didn't eat all of this stuff. And they were very, or I believe it was the story that Chafee told about the president and meeting with the Native Americans. And he's stands at 6'4" himself. And he's like, these natives are towering over me. And they have stories of them living, actively hunting with the tribe at 120 years old. And there, some of them live to be 150. It resonated with me so much because I'm not only Native American, I'm also Mexican, and I'm white. So, and I have three of the worst things from all three. I got the worst of all three picks. I got the insulin resistance and one of the MHFTRs from the Mexican side. I got the other MHTR and insulin resistance from being Native American. And I have celiac disease, which is not common in any other ethnicity. So it really, being able to explain to people that things were changed recently in history, because of like when the Great Depression hit, early 1900s, what did we have to survive on? The rice, the grains, the beans, because the meat wasn't available. We were in a Great Depression. But why are we still perpetuating eating survival food for actual nutrient-rich, dense food that's going to help us and make us thrive?
Yeah. Well said. Well said. It's so true. I think the thing is, humans have this very, this is just the way it's always been kind of attitude. And to your point and Dr. Chafee's point, no, it absolutely hasn't. Like us eating this survival food, like a lot of this food, it's slop that would be fed to farm animals. And people nowadays are like, it's so good for you. It's so important. You got to have it, these things. It's such a new phenomenon. Like if you look through the history of man, they were mostly eating meat. They were thriving off of meat. This whole thing of eating potatoes and grains and all of this processed garbage, it's so recent, but people just have the hardest time wrapping their brain around that. Because for me too, like since I was born, I've always eaten this way. I've always been told this over and over again, but that's why I encourage people to watch this too. Watch Dr. Chafee, listen to some of the things he's saying, and really think in the grand scheme of humanity, like the last 100 years is a blink of an eye. It's like nothing. And during that 100 years, what has happened? We've been eating grains. We've been eating plants. We've been eating processed garbage, seed oils, things we weren't intended to. And during that same blink of an eye, coincidentally, really it's not a coincidence, everyone's sick. Everyone's obese, type 2 diabetes, cancer's through the roof, heart disease. It's just, it's like you said earlier, it's so crystal clear now. It's amazing that you have to explain this to people. And then you start thinking about it more. And you're like, common sense. Like, look at this. You could explain it to like a 7-year-old and be like, yeah, it makes sense.
Well, I think it's just awesome that there's actually light being brought to the situation now, because you just had that Senate conference, the Senate Health Roundtable that just happened 4 days ago. And yeah, to actually see them discussing this, even though it wasn't publicized like it should have been, but to see them actually discussing the health crisis that we're in, not just physical health, mental health, and listening to Michaela tell her story, Jordan tell it, Dr. Peterson, absolutely amazing. And then you have the mean siblings just completely destroying the floor from both sides, the doctor's side and from the side of the corruption.
Yeah.
It's how much more truth do you need to see to actually understand what's happening?
Right. I just want to shout this out real quick because you mentioned them. The mean siblings, Casey Mean and Callie Means. This is an incredible book if you want to learn more about that. But I'm with you, Aaron. I was so pleasantly surprised and excited to see that Senate hearing, even though, like you said, it's underreported. A lot of people I'm talking to are like, I didn't know that even happened. But the fact that something's happening there and what RFK wants to do, it totally resonates, I think, with the message I'm trying to get out there as well and with the documentary. The other thing, like you mentioned, Jordan Peterson, Michaela Peterson, I'm working on a video right now where I'm simply suggesting, I think the reason that I ultimately started carnivore diet, I saw an individual, Dante Ferrigno, and then like you, Aaron, I went down the rabbit hole, Dr. Chafee, Dr. Barry. I watched 1,000 Dr. Barry videos. But it wasn't just the videos I watched from these individuals. I started thinking, when I saw Dr. Jordan Peterson on Joe Rogan saying he stopped snoring first week on carnivore and he got off his antidepressant medications, that resonated with me because I had those two major problems. But also, I was just like, all of that aside, I'm like, this is Dr. Jordan Peterson, a professor, he's pretty smart. I shouldn't do carnivore because a smart guy is doing carnivore, but I should probably give it some more consideration and not just say this is some crazy fad diet. And then I did that more research, and then I saw Dr. Philip Ovadia. I'm like, this dude's a heart surgeon, performed thousands of heart surgeries, and he's been eating this way for over a decade, and he's advocating it for his patients. And then I saw Dr. Chafee, like you mentioned, and neurosurgeon resident, Dr. Chafee has literally performed brain surgery on people. So I'm like, maybe if a brain surgeon is eating this way and thriving, I should consider it more. So it's just my encouragement to people out there, because a lot of people out there think this is insane. Okay, well, I don't think I'm smarter than a brain surgeon, a heart surgeon, Dr. Jordan Peterson. And I'm not saying that we should just do their diet because they're doing it, but if those really smart individuals are doing it, it's worth more research and consideration. The beautiful thing is, it's like, this is all free. Like, when I started doing this, Aaron, I'm like, what's Dr. Barry selling? Like, there's got to be something he's selling here. There was nothing. I got to the end of 1,000 videos. I'm like, wait a minute, this is just free info. Like, eat a proper human diet, stop poisoning yourself, and see what'll happen. You don't have to pay a dime for it. And all that information, information that changed your life, Aaron, changed my life forever. It's free. It's just free. Like, you could just go on your phone and you could type in Proper Human Diet, Dr. Barry, Carnivore Diet 101, Carnivore Mistakes, Dr. Chafee, and the information's free. So that's my encouragement for people that are watching that are thinking about this. Do your research before you start. Make sure you do your research and do it right. Because a lot of people, it sounds so simple, just eat animal products, but there's some nuance to it. You got to have a lot of fat. You can't just eat lean meats and chicken and things like that, electrolytes. There's different things to consider. So what do you think about this, Aaron? I'm going to give you all of my grievances I have recently, these arguments, some of the things that just drive me nuts. But people that say, you talked about this before, you're very empathetic. I am too. I have extended family that I'm like, this would help you. You're suffering so bad and they won't listen to me. The thing that makes me mad though, is some of those people will be like, yeah, I've done all those different diets. I don't need to do that diet, or I'm not going to do carnivore because I don't need to lose any weight. People that view carnivore as a weight loss diet, do you have any thoughts on that? And solely a weight loss diet, like a temporary thing you're going to do for a while to lose some weight.
To me, when it comes to thinking of it as a weight loss diet, you're coming from it from the wrong place. Like, there's if you just want to lose a few pounds, okay, you're going to do what you're going to do. If you want to try it and give it a shot, cool. But if you're not really, you know, if you don't have that will or that issue affecting your life so drastically, I don't think, if you don't have a clear why, why you want to do it, I think it could be a lot harder for someone to stick to. Oh, it's just a weight loss fad, no big thing. Okay, well, maybe you need to do more research, because this is a lot more than just a weight loss fad, which I will say, I said the same thing about keto 2 years ago. I'm like, it's just a fad. It's quick little weight loss thing, but then, you know, you're going to gain it right back 2 months later. What's the point? And just looking at it from a weight loss perspective, isn't that why everyone's jumping on the Ozempic bandwagon or these strange drugs? Because no one wants to actually look at their entire health. Everything is a quick fix, a quick fad diet, a quick, oh, I'm going to drink these liquid shakes every single day, one a day for 30 days, and I'm going to be fixed weight loss wise. It doesn't work like that, because your body is lacking in so many vital nutrients that we all need. And to just look at it as a little weight loss fad, you're looking past all of the healing that our body truly needs, that we get from eating the proper food.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I don't know if I'm stealing this from somebody, but I love this analogy. It's like an iceberg. When you see an iceberg, like 5% of it's sticking out of the water. That's the weight loss. 95% of it's under the water, and that's like everything else on carnivore. It's so much more than dropping a couple pounds. And the whole fad diet thing is, it's not a fad because it's the way humans have been eating since the start of time. The standard American diet is a fad, but it seems like it's been here forever. But like we were talking about earlier, it's just a blink of an eye that we've been eating the standard American diet, and everyone's getting sicker and sicker. That was my biggest difference with this, because I did keto. Did you do a bunch of other diets throughout your life, Aaron?
I've tried quite a few. My longest stint was a paleo, and everything was a yo-yo effect, no matter what I did, especially because I had a chronic issue where I was throwing up every day. So my main diet I stuck to for the longest was the brat diet. I hate that diet. All of it, bread, applesauce, Bread, applesauce, rice, and broth.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was terrible. Absolutely terrible. And bananas, the worst thing I could have done. And I had to stick to that for all these years because the doctor said, well, you're throwing up, so you need to be on this specific diet. And of course, my symptoms didn't get better. My weight continued to either go up, or if I managed to lose a few, it would go down and then go up even higher.
Yeah.
And it was a never-ending perpetual cycle. Tried doing the weight loss shake, meal replacement. I tried doing the calories in, calories out. Nothing.
Yeah. I'm with you. I did the same thing. And when I started carnivore, a lot of people are like, oh, here he goes again. Here's another, yet another one. Why is this one different? But my argument to them in retrospect now is this is the only diet I've ever done that's it's just natural. This is the way humans were intended to eat. It's not forced. Everything else I've ever done was forced, and it felt temporary and it felt like a struggle, and you're sitting here counting calories and it was unnatural. This is not forced at all. It's the most natural thing in the world. What advice would you give, Aaron, if someone is in your former shoes and they're suffering and they have a lot of health issues and they're thinking about doing carnivore? What advice would you give them?
Today's video is sponsored proudly by ButcherBox. They recently launched a new initiative where you can support your local USA American farmers. Support American farmers with this new US pasture-raised beef from ButcherBox. This is USDA choice meat. Look at this ribeye, it's absolutely fantastic. The cows are never in feedlots. They're pasture-raised. There's no antibiotics, no hormones. You're supporting a local American farmer. I get so many people asking me, how can I do that? Now you can do it with ButcherBox. There's more details, including a really special offer if you use the link in the description below. Thank you so much for watching. Now back to today's video.
There is hope. There is hope. It may seem bleak at times, but there is a way. It helps to do research, yes. Don't just do the research and look up different carnivore videos. Go through the comments. Read all the stories of what people have been through and what they're currently going through or what they're currently beating. It is not an easy road in the beginning, especially dealing with the carb withdrawals and the sugar withdrawals, because we don't realize how addicted to these things we are because we've been programmed this way. You can reprogram your brain, you can retrain your body, and you can get better.
Awesome. That's wonderful advice. Aaron, this has been great. I really appreciate you sharing your story. It's very inspiring. Are you on social media? Is there a way people can follow you if they want to learn more, follow, or keep track of you, follow you on social media?
I have a YouTube, but I've never posted anything or done anything with that. I am kind of on Instagram and Facebook, but not really that much. So I just kind of keep quiet. Depending on how this video goes, maybe I'll think about starting a YouTube channel so other people can follow my journey. I'm still not sure about that because the whole idea of being an influencer is still a little strange, but only time will tell.
Right.
But I do have one more thing to say. So I
Please.
have an announcement I have for you. I've been saving for you. So how I had the doctor's appointment on the 19th. This was with my spinal surgeon who I've been seeing for 9 years since my car accident. I got 100% cleared from my spinal doctor that I no longer need to have my spinal surgeries every 6 to 9 months, two surgeries on my spine. I've had 36 of them. I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to have the steroid injections in my back anymore, and I can use my hands again.
Wow, Aaron, that's incredible. That's incredible. So you had 36 of these procedures and you're done.
I'm done.
What did they say? Was it just a lot of inflammation or?
Originally they said it was permanent neuropathy, which had severe nerve damage in my spine. So every 6 months I would have two spinal surgeries, one on one side of my neck and then one on the other side. They'd go in and they'd burn all the nerves. Which left me about 2 weeks of pain recovery, and then I'd have the second surgery, and then 2 weeks of pain recovery, and then the cycle continued. But thanks to carnivore, I don't have to do it no more.
Wow. What a blessing. That is incredible. I'm so happy to hear that. Oh. Thank you so much, Aaron, for sharing your story. Everyone, I'm sure you're going to get a lot of comments and encouragement. And they're probably all going to tell you to start a YouTube channel, but whatever you decide to do, if you want to share any of your Instagram links, I'll put those in the description below. But thank you so much, Aaron, for sharing your story. It's incredible. I'm so happy to hear that you found healing, and I think your story is going to inspire a lot of people. So thanks for being brave and sharing it.
Well, thank you so much for allowing me to be here, and thank you for all that you do for the carnivore community. You, Dr. Chafee, Dr. Barry, Dr. Peterson, Michaela, you all have saved my life. Carnivore has saved my life, and I couldn't be happier and more grateful. So thank you for all the work that you do.
Oh, absolutely. That means a lot. I really appreciate your nice words. Thank you, Aaron. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you, Carrie. Bye.
Bye.